No, as I was speaking about yesterday, we were speaking on the show in relation to the new rental rules that have come into force to prevent, I suppose, mass eviction of tenants, to give security of tenure of tenants, to criticism on the other side. Is it allow new tenancies and landlords, once they're out of tenancies they're in, to set the rents to market rates, which in many cases will mean an increase in rent that people have to pay, and that there's some transparency is going to be coming through with a rental register as well, although there's some question marks about how that's been rolled out in the last number of days. To that in a moment. But one of the issues that was raised over the last couple of months here in Kerry was the 14 evictions which are being ordered, which has begun in the last couple of months by a separate property company, Zurico Limited, which owns 14 houses in the Letterhoe Convent development in Killarney. The issue was raised at the recent monthly meeting of Kerry County Council by Sinn Féin Councillor Deirdre Ferris, who was asking for an update with regards to the tenants, because the first evictions were due to take place this week, and Councillor Ferris is with me on the line. Councillor Ferris, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning. Look, what can you tell me first of all about, I suppose, what we know about these evictions and what the council said to you, to your motion?
Morning, Gerry, how are you? The council didn't really respond to the motion because it was a direct request or demand to the Department of Housing. The council were asked previously to liaise with them. They have many of the tenants met with them for options. Unfortunately, only two of the tenants in this development of the 14, only two of the 10 at the households, I should say, of the 14 households that are under notice of termination actually qualify for social housing supports. There were options to look at in relation to cost rental. I have moved at the point that it's possibly an affordable housing scheme or alternatives to what is happening. But overall, we're fairly limited due to the restrictive nature of an awful lot of these schemes. And that is why the request has gone for immediate intervention to the Department of Housing and to the Minister for Housing. Because we currently have one family overholding. These families will not only lose their homes, Gerry, they're going to lose their community, the security within it. They're possibly going to see movement from school, loss of GP services if they have to leave. There is absolutely no alternatives available to these families, because what they are searching for within the private rental market in Kerry at the moment is what I would consider to be a unicorn. They are a unicorn because an affordable rental property does not exist. The government have to intervene here, and as per the motion, to look at this as a single comprehensive government resolution and to find something, one of the schemes that we have or multiple schemes within this development, to try to prevent this mass eviction. I went on daft.ie last night, Gerry, just to see what was available. There's 37 properties available for rent in Kerry. Of the three beds, there's only five in Killarney, and the rent overall in an average of those five properties is €1,800 per month. Some went up over €2,000. That is not affordable. You were just talking about the constant rising cost of living, that people are majorly impacted. How can people possibly afford this? So there are no alternatives. There has to be government intervention. They have to, in some way, look at reviewing, and the tenant in situ scheme last year, the acquisitions by the councils have been majorly prohibited by the changes and the cut in funding, and in particular, the improvement works grant to the tenant in situ scheme. They are wholly incapable of purchasing many properties without that grant because of the price caps that limit Kerry County Council for purchasing prices, houses with prices over a certain amount. So they have limited anything that the council can do to help prevent homelessness in this instance. But I would like to say, and I have to say, these are the most incredible bunch of people. They are adamant they are not leaving. They have banded together. They are a community. They are invested and immersed within their community. They are working within the community. Their children are all part of one school. They are not leaving. And I have to admire their resilience here, the pressure that they're under, because, as I rightfully pointed out, the social and the psychological harm to not only all the families, but in particular to the children, that we are going to see if these are forced out of their homes.
It's the uncertainty. That's where we are. The uncertainty is the major issue here. The lack of control over their destiny in terms of where they will live, the difficulty of finding rental. I know I'm just hearing from some local reports and from some of the tenants themselves that some have left, have had to leave, left the county. But there is, as you said, one overholding. No immediate response from the company. We'll try and contact them today to see what the situation is there. But things seem to be in an element of limbo at the moment.
You see no response from Serico, Gerry. I would not be one bit surprised that a vulture fund wouldn't respond, because I can assure you, vulture funds do not care about their tenants. They don't care about their lives in their community. They don't care about the children. I know this is important, Gerry, because this is the nature of what a vulture fund is. They only care about what they can financially gain from. These are not people to them. These are not their lives, or they're not even human beings. They're a unit of currency, and of which they only aim to profit from.
But isn't that the system? It's not, not to be callous about this, these are the rules. They're acting within the rules and acting within the law, and they're entitled
absolutely
to do it based on the rules at the time when they made a purchase.
This has been highlighted time and again about the vulture funds. There have been calls for legislation to prevent bulk buying to private entities like this. There have been multiple warnings about this rip-off rent hike bill that we have seen just introduced. They were told categorically, when this was first announced, what it was going to cause. As a county councillor, and I know every single county councillor of the 33 in KCC, have heard from tenants every single day about a new notice of termination in the last 9 months. I have no idea what these people are going to do, because what was announced and what has come in is wholly confusing to not only tenants, but also to landlords. They did not know what they were facing into. This was rushed out as another rush plan, which has effectively failed. You only have to look at Wexford last week, Gerry. 36 households facing homelessness. And the only response from our Minister for Housing for Development within his own constituency is that he wants to investigate what is happening to the implied narrative, or what he calls misinformation, in relation to this being a direct response to their new rip-off rent hike bill. That is all he cares about.
He said in that instance, he said that landlords cannot reset the rent for a new tenancy if the previous one ended via a no-fault eviction within the last 2 years, even in the case where there's been a sale to a new landlord, and he's monitoring the situation in relation to what he strongly suspects there may be a number of grounds under the current rules that may have been breached in that instance, and he'll ensure tenants get rights to that they applied fully for the tenants concerned. They cannot use the new rental rules, which are for the newly formed tenancies, as an excuse to evict their current tenants, and on that scale, and that's 100 people involved there, 36 mass evictions. Just on that, notwithstanding what you've said about the rental side of it, would you give the government finally any credit for the fact that the new rules will prevent Loretto Convent from ever happening again? Because 6 years duration of tenancy, and you cannot get people out no fault evictions, and specific rules apply to you if you own four tenancies, that those controls will be in place to prevent this happening in the future?
There's not much credit I would give to the government for their housing, Gerry, at all. And I think that's fair to say that you shouldn't expect anything else from me. What we have seen is a privatisation of the social home market. We have seen absolute constraints within the private rental sector. There was no development nor building of social homes for such a period of time that this was an inevitable outcome. What they're doing now, and what they have done in the last number of years, is not only affecting what we're seeing with Loretto College, but the legacy that is going to leave these families. We are losing families, we are losing employees within companies, within sectors, which is in very high demand within the Killarney area, within County Kerry in itself. I can't give credit to them when they knew this was always going to be. This was happening in Dublin for quite a while, and yet they failed to do anything. I am so angry on behalf of these people, Gerry. The government failing to sit back and putting everything back on a private sector, this was an inevitable outcome. And I will It's very hard to comprehend that we are in a situation where 36 households in one area and 14 households in another area have no idea where they're going when we have 17,000 homeless people in this country who are living in what I would constitute, going back to the early 1900s, of tenement-style living. Single families in rooms, children never having the opportunity to reach their potential, for having extreme social difficulties as a result of it. I just think that not enough has been done. I want to see legislation introduced to prevent any mass purchasing ever again. These no fault of it. Landlords are still completely unsure about what they can and cannot do.
I'm speaking to landlords every day. Yeah, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much for talking about that. That's Councillor Deirdre Ferris at the latest situation in relation to what's happening at Loretto Convent in Killarney.